Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This all came about because the other day we were off the air talking about something, and each of us said it like four or five times about various things. That's stupid. That's stupid. Just this morning, I looked up at the TV because of the weather, and there they are again at the news stations driving around on the roads telling people that it's snowing and raining.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. You're like, we can see that, though.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't need to sit in front of the TV and watch you drive around and be like, yeah, look, the windshield wipers are really going.
Yeah.
It's coming down. It's Colorado.
This
it's spring.
Is what you'll be dealing with
it's
out there.
Stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I've got two more for you. When couples share social media profiles and it's both of their little pictures up there. And you're like, who am I talking to? Who's who? Who's in control of the count?
The joint profiles. Well, because you know someone got in trouble in that relationship. And the
joint accounts. You know,
the way they fixed it is, well, we're going to have a joint Facebook. We can't have any secrets anymore.
It's
like,
stupid.
That's how they did it,
it's
though.
It's stupid. And I encourage everybody calling in when we talk to you, I encourage you to go, it's stupid.
Just like that, too.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Then we'll get to some of these calls and then we'll get you guys.
Yeah.
Gender reveal parties. Oh, it's a hot button.
You know, it's funny. When they first started, I was like, how neat. But then people started getting hurt. Like, you know,
and
things started going wrong.
It was so overboard.
Over the top.
And now everybody's popping the confetti. And now you got the one where the guy pops in the wrong direction and it hits him in the crotch.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
Gender reveal parties are stupid. Just tell me what you're having so I can know what kind of gift to get you. All right, so now it's your turn. What is stupid? Phone lines are wide open today. And, of course, Friday, we love talking to people. So give us a call, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We have Dan. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Well, good morning to you, buddy. So, in your opinion, Dan the man, what's stupid?
People who put the toilet paper roll on the wrong way.
Oh,
that's stupid.
What's the wrong way, though? You have to say up or down.
It's over.
The wrong way is up. You want it going over the top, so will you roll it down?
Yes.
That's right. Up and
yes.
Over the top. It's a tale as old as time, right?
Right.
It's just, that's the way it should be. It's in the Constitution, so.
It's
Dan, you got to give me a holler. It's stupid. Let's go.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
That
Dan,
was good.
You have a great weekend. Be safe out there, buddy.
Thank you. You guys too.
All right, bye. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. So, in your opinion, what's stupid?
People that reverse into parking spaces are stupid.
No.
Yes.
No.
Patrick, yes.
No.
Do you know why? Because these two do that every time.
I back into my spots all the time. That's
all I
do.
It makes pulling out so easy.
Yeah.
They just want attention.
Yeah, but backing
no,
in is harder.
No, we just
want
to leave quickly.
No,
yeah,
when you have a truck, it's not harder.
It's
when
not
you have
harder.
A truck, backing out of your parking space is
it's easier to
so
see.
Hard. You can't see.
You're not
no,
going
to backing in
me.
Is easier to see because you got the truck bed. There's no,
yes, that's
there's
what
no,
I'm saying.
There's nothing behind
but
you.
But
it's
takes
easier,
you
it's harder to back out of a spot because you're now facing the wrong way and you can't see the people behind you.
Patrick, we're going to have to fight over this one.
We have to wait for you to back in, though. It takes up our time.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then you don't have to wait for us to pull out.
Again,
what car do you have?
This is stupid.
This is stupid.
Yeah,
this...
Patrick's in the right here. Every time I come into the parking lot, you with your backwards truck, Jeremy, I'm like, that's stupid.
Do you think
but
it's
when
pretentious?
I get here,
every time.
But when I get here, there's nobody here.
There's someone here.
Patrick, you got to yell it. You got to give me a, it's stupid.
Oh, what's wrong with you, stupido?
Well, that's
stupid-o.
Different.
That's good.
Thank you, Patrick. See you later.
Thanks, Patrick.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
In that's your funny. Opinion, what is stupid? It can be anything. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
So, what's stupid, Grace?
So I have an hour commute, so I find I-25 traffic stupid.
It is stupid, isn't it? Anything
no
traffic
matter,
related is stupid.
No matter what time of day, no matter what day it is, it's somehow it's always there's always traffic. And I don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, you need to move then. You got to go somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
I love my job. I love where I live. So it's hard to complain. So.
Exactly. Yeah. When that's the one thing, it's like we can take it. But I'm with you. Like I-25, I think the only time it's safe, I figured it out, Sunday at like 8:34 at night.
Is that what it is?
No, exactly.
Yep, that's when there's
that's no traffic. Grace, you got to holler it. You got to scream it. Give me an It's Stupid.
It's Stupid.
Yeah.
Weak.
You didn't like
Weak.
It? One more time, Grace.
Give one more chance, Grace. One more. Do it.
It's Stupid.
It's Stupid. Have a good weekend, Grace. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. We can do... These phone lines are blowing up. Josh is getting into them. Let's do Mallory. Mallory, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Mallory. Okay, so what's stupid?
What is stupid is when you're going off an off-ramp and the Coloradians don't let a non-Coloradian over.
What do your plates say?
Texas.
Yeah. It's That's Texas or California. That's why.
They won't let you in. You're
That's
from
your
Texas.
Bad, Mallory, for
I
not getting...
I put the blinker on, though.
I put my blinker on. Well,
you better go to the DMV soon and get those plates switched over to Colorado, Mallory.
Oh, I know. Don't snitch on me, but it's been over a year.
Oh,
that's stupid.
That is stupid.
All right, give me a holler, Mallory.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Yes.
All right, Texas, we'll see you later. Yeah.
Welcome to Colorado.
Bye.
Bye.
So full phone lines. If it's busy, keep trying because we'll go quickly through these and then see what you have to say. Rachel, welcome to the Shizzo.
Hi, this is actually Rachel calling with Yuri.
With
Yuri?
11-year-old Yuri? Does Yuri want to sound off?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Yuri, what's stupid?
For me, since I'm in middle school, I'd have to say it's middle school drama where people just argue and talk about nothing that's really important.
I think you're spot on, Yuri. My son is in middle school, and yes, I hear about all the silly drama all the time. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But not you, right? You don't start any of that drama.
No, it's really just one of my ex-best friends.
Ooh, well, reason they're an ex, huh?
That's right. All right, so if you've been listening, you got to give me a big old It's Stupid. Go for it.
It
is stupid.
Yes, so stupid.
Yuri, go to school. You're super cute. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye, Yuri.
That's funny. Larisha.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. I guess good Friday.
Yes.
What is stupid?
I think it's stupid to have a tip option on self-serve places.
Oh,
thank you.
My gosh.
Thank
you. You just hit the nail on the head.
I went
so
off.
Stupid.
I didn't name the place, but there's a particular... ice cream / frozen yogurt place where you go in and you do it all yourself. And then at the very
end, they ask for a tip.
They ask for a tip. And I'm like, hells no. I did the entire thing by myself.
Yeah.
They should be tipping me.
Well, and even
exactly.
Like, yeah, the places that you're essentially doing your job. And then you get to the end where you're paying and it's like, well, you tip me for doing my job. And it's like, you make a wage. Like the reason we tipped waitresses and waiters is because they made $2.15 back in the day.
You
I'm
fired
just saying,
Katie up.
There's
you
a
fired
reason
her up.
You tip certain people. But if you're making a wage, we shouldn't have to tip you.
Yeah,
like,
watch
man.
Out. Stand
yes,
back, everybody.
South,
it's stupid.
Like, service kiosk in the overpriced airport. And it asked for a tip.
Right?
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
There it is.
Got us all fired up.
Larisha, that's a good one. That's a very good one. Spot on. Thank you very much. You have a great weekend.
Have a good day, guys.
See you
Bye.
Later. Thank you. We are talking about things, in your opinion, that are stupid. No politics, no more traffic, and you can't say this morning show. What's stupid? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Somebody wrote in and said subscription services for razors.
No, I'm going to disagree with that.
I always thought that saved you guys money.
It saves you money.
Does it?
It
does. Like you can go buy the pack of razors at Target for like $5.
Those are the ones that cut you so bad, man.
Really?
The good razors, because there's
I never had a problem with
them. What is it, like Harry's or something like that? Like there's a certain kind of razor company that, they will ship the blades to your door.
I actually like those, yeah.
The one-time fee for the actual handle.
Not this guy that texted in. He said, that's stupid.
Can I read one really quickly, Jer? Yeah. That someone just texted in. This is from Stacy, and I love this one.
Me too.
People that order a salad at Texas Roadhouse. And not a steak. That's stupid.
It's the greatest salad you'll ever have in your mouth. I guarantee you. I rave about that salad.
We know you do.
Who sent that in?
Stacy.
Stacy, don't ever text us again.
On.
Anyone named Stacy texting? That's stupid. No. All right, Josh is grabbing more of these calls. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Isn't this ridiculous? This topic.
I think it's fun.
So much fun.
It's kind of fun, but it's kind of stupid. All right, Ashley, what do you think is stupid?
I think non-Coloradans calling us Coloradians is stupid.
Did that Texas lady say that?
Is this because Mallory said Coloradians?
We all caught it, but we didn't say anything.
Yeah, because she's so sweet.
Oh, I'm saying something.
Ashley's like, it's stupid.
Say it, Ashley.
It's stupid.
All right, tell everybody again the right way to say it.
Coloradans.
Coloradans.
That is
Yeehaw.
It. Yeehaw. Yeah, she'll learn. She's only been here a year, so
thank you for
the
public service announcement, Ashley. You
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
Ashley.
No problem.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
Ooh, these phone lines are blowing up. Shannon, welcome to the Jeremy, Katie, Josh show.
Hey.
Hey, Shannon.
Girl. Hey. So, in your opinion, what's stupid?
Getting concert tickets right now. I sit in a waiting room. I get the pre-sale code. I sit in there for 2 hours only to be told that they're sold out. And then as I'm in the waiting room, the GA at Red Rocks is on StubHub for $500.
Oh,
so fired up.
Oh, yes. I'd be pissed.
I heard about all these problems, especially with that. I think it's Skrillex was the last concert that this happened with. But yeah, it is hard to buy concert tickets now on the online format. Like, I agree, Shannon.
You need to try
stupid.
To win Mix 100 Summer Ticket ATM.
Yeah.
We're sending you to 5 concerts all summer long, Shannon.
Are you kidding me? I've texted. Texted in the code so many times.
Good.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Let's get her done. I hope you win.
Me too.
All right.
Me
so
too.
The cost of tickets. Give me a big old. It's stupid.
It's so stupid.
So stupid.
So stupid.
Shannon, have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 303-691-1649. If you want to call in and say what's stupid, we got a ton of people on hold. This one right here that came in on text. License plate frames that say princess.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I see one of those, I want to ram that car.
You're like, when was your coronation? Did I miss it?
Hey, princess. License plate frames that say princess. Yes, stupid. Bobby!
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. I'm laughing at this topic today. So what do you think is stupid?
When you're at DIA or any airport and people rush the carousel and stand there and wait for their bags while other people behind them have to, excuse me, let me get my bag. Like there should be a 3-foot gap and mind the gap.
I've never thought about this.
I know. I didn't either.
I think it's partly because I'm the one that rushes up there.
Aww,
why?
Because I want my bag. I want to get out of the airport.
No, but you have to wait.
Yes. You have to wait regardless.
Yes.
Exactly. Just back away and then... I won't hit you with my bag when I turn around on purpose.
On purpose.
Rare, Bobby. Jeez. Along those lines.
That's how you fix it.
Somebody did text in and say people who clap when the planes land when the plane lands.
That is stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid.
Well, lately,
like, again,
actually.
Doing their job.
Lately, you should be clapping. Bobby, give me a big old it's stupid.
It's so stupid.
Oh, you're so,
so
chill.
Stupid.
Bobby, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Bye.
Josh is quickly getting these other people calling in, so hang tight, everybody. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're all right. We're getting people fired up with this segment, I think, because a lot of people are defending like the other side on text right now, too, but... You got to just roll with it, guys. You got to roll with it.
Definitely.
All right, so no politics, no traffic, but what is stupid?
The stupidest thing is driving up to an ATM and there being Braille on it. Why would there be Braille on a drive-up ATM?
Oh, oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Sarah.
Well, you know, you make a good point now that I think
about it. I honestly never thought about it, but you're right. Unless someone else is driving them up to it, but even then.
Wait. Even then,
you still have to get out of the car.
Yeah,
you, so it then, makes no sense.
And you wouldn't like be riding a bike up to it or a scooter. I guess you could walk up to it.
Yeah. Well, now we're all confused, Sarah.
And I don't know what else to say about this because I don't want to offend anybody.
Now it makes me mad.
But Sarah, it's all you. Give me a big old. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. All right, Sarah. See you later.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Josh is demanding that I go to Carly. Hi, Carly. Carly.
Oh, hey, chat.
Hey, chat?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Who's chat?
You.
Oh. Sup, chat?
Okay. All right. What do you think is stupid, Carly?
I think school is stupid.
Oh.
Yeah? How old are you, Carly?
I'm a minor. That's what you need to know.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm 12, by the way.
Okay, Carly. I feel very uncomfortable by this whole call. Oh, okay. Carly, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm sorry. School sucks.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh, for making me go to Carly. Do better, Josh. Damon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes,
good morning,
buddy. The phone lines are exploding with this, so people want to vent. In your opinion, what's stupid?
Karaoke is so stupid.
Yes, it's right. I never say yes to being invited to karaoke.
Yes.
I like karaoke.
It's the dumbest thing.
Well, you're right, Damon, because it's like the people who can't sing do it, and the people who can sing will go up there like it's your own personal concert, right? So either way,
that's the
it's
point of it.
I know, but it's like... It's a little cringy. I'm not going to lie. Like
absolutely.
The first.
Everyone's drunk. You can't sing. Everyone knows you can't sing. It is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
No
it's
one should do it ever.
No. And I can't sing. So it's like always embarrassing for me to like, hey, go up and sing. It's like, no, I'm not going to go up and sing. You want everybody to leave? All right, Damon, give me a big old it's stupid.
It's stupid.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
good.
That's how you
Damon.
Do it. Damon, have a great day. Thanks for sounding off.
Hey, y'all see you later.
Bye.
Hey,
bye.
We're going back to Carly for a second. Hold on. She said, first of all, hey, chat, hilarious. I'm the young guy on this show. That was so funny. Hey, chat is what you talk about if you're like a streamer. You're talking to the chat. You're saying, hey, guys, how's it going? How's
see,
everybody
didn't know
doing?
That. We had
I
no
know.
Idea. I was, who's
you guys
chat?
Looked at me yeah. blankly. That was so funny. So good on
everybody
you, Carly.
Everybody looked at everybody.
Second
blankly.
Of all, she had to go to class. That's why. And on top of that, her school thing. Yeah, school sucks on a cold day. That's
it does.
Terrible.
Okay.
It is stupid. You guys totally blanked her on
you
that.
That
was a good
to defend
call.
Carly is stupid.
The chat
that was a good.
Us
you've never heard "Hey Chat"?
Never.
No, we're grown-ups.
You guys are old.
We're
grown
ups. We're grown ups. Go answer the rest of these calls. Asia, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good hey. Morning. All right, so in your opinion, what is stupid?
Paper bags instead of plastic bags. They rip. I have to make multiple trips back down to the car. It's stupid.
You know, you make a good point because
yeah.
I have to bring my bags up 3 flights of stairs now. And when I do forget my reusable grocery bags, you're right. They only have paper now and they always break. So
I
now
like
I just
paper,
I get them in my car and then I go upstairs and get my reusable bags and bring them down and then bring it up because it's not going to work either way.
Yeah, okay. I like when I do the online orders at Target because they give you those nice paper bags with the little handles.
Yeah.
I will say I like those paper bags. But not Asia. She likes those, she likes that plastic that lasts forever.
I just think it's insane that they got rid of the plastic bags, but wrap everything else in the entire store in plastic.
I know.
True.
That's the dumbest like logic I've ever heard in my life.
Asia, give me a big old it's stupid. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Oh, what time is it? Oh, we can do a few more of these. If you guys want to sound off on things that you think are stupid, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Somebody texted in and said, close with fake pockets. Katie? That's mostly a lady thing,
right? I have
right?
pants with fake with pockets fake pockets on it right now. Yes.
I have
and
a
they
couple
are dumb.
Suit coats that have the fake pockets, and yeah. I hate it because I go to put in my snacks.
Same. I go to use snacks. Them, and I'm like, oh, I don't have pockets. Yeah. That's right. Like, yeah, those are stupid.
Yeah, if
I
go to slide
point.
A sandwich or something into my suit coat, it's yeah. You can't get
your
it in
your pocket
there.
Sandwich, exactly.
Some of these are traffic. Josh, no more traffic. I don't want traffic ones. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Kelsey.
Hi. Hey, can you hear me?
We got you.
Loud and clear, girlfriend.
Oh, awesome. Hey.
You're awesome.
So laundry. It's so stupid.
Oh, my
God. It never stops. The whole entire process, I start out with really good intentions.
Yeah.
And the folding, then I'll forget one in the dryer or in the washer. You forget to put it in the dryer, and then I have to rewash it.
You sound like my wife. It. Like, she was sorting laundry last night, and she's like, when will this end?
Never.
You know
it never does.
You know what's dumb, or what's stupid too, Kelsey, is like my washer and dryer, when they're done, they play this sound for like 15 minutes. It's like a
everything
song.
Right?
Sings.
Everything sings.
It's a
like every appliance.
Yes!
It drives me bananas.
It drives me insane. It's yeah. so stupid. I'm like, just give me a couple beeps. I don't need a freaking Beethoven song
exactly.
for 5 minutes.
Well, and all
totally.
Of all of our efforts are being focused on sending random people to space. And it's like, can we just figure out a dryer that will fold our clothes when it's done? Like, wouldn't that be
please.
A great feature? I would buy that dryer. All
yeah.
day I'd buy that dryer.
Even just a washer that puts it in the dryer for me.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Genius
yes.
idea.
Yeah, why can't the washer also dry?
Yeah.
Why do you need two?
Well, you can. You can buy some to do that.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Does it cost
especially
two?
Like if you're in apartments and stuff with small places.
Well,
yeah.
those are stackable.
Yeah, but then they take 4 hours.
No, there's even ones that are just all one unit.
Really?
Look it up. Kelsey, ooh. Give me a big old It's Stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Kelsey, you have a weekend.
Yeah, have a
thanks,
good one, guys.
Kelsey,
bye.
Bye.
That's right. Just a weekend.
That was
I
a
was
good
like,
one.
Did you skip a word?
No, that's not what
like,
I said.
Why?
You have a weekend.
A weekend.
Is Rachel's the traffic one?
Oh, it's funny. It's about the left turning on Green Arrows. It's not like a traffic like I-25.
Rachel.
Yes.
Yay. I said no. I said no more traffic ones, but you snuck in. You're sneaky.
Yay.
You're sneaky.
Well, because it's not about the drivers. It's about the programming for the lights.
Okay. What's stupid about it?
Okay, when the traffic cycle, you have the left turn lane, the left turn light arrow goes first, and then it goes to the general, everybody goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid because then when the lights go red, you still have all these people stuck trying to make that left-hand turn. It always should be the other way around.
Yeah.
Where the left arrow is at the end of the cycle.
That's a
stupid when it's at the front of the cycle.
It's
every
really
time,
smart,
probably.
Actually.
Every time you're sitting there, you're probably like, this is stupid.
And you know, if you miss
yes.
it, you're going to be waiting another 5 minutes for that left turn signal two. Like, it takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to plan your errands where you're just all making right turns.
Yeah. There it is.
Plan ahead, Rachel. So give me a big old it's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
So dumb.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye,
Rachel.
Carmita.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. So what?
Happy Friday to you.
What's stupid?
So the one little one, well, not little because it's stupid, are wrinkles. Wrinkles are stupid. But also having to eat all day long is stupid.
Eating yeah. and wrinkles is stupid.
That's funny.
I don't get mad about the eating. I get mad about having to go pee. Like when you got to go pee again, you're like, again?
Yeah. I have to go there again?
I'm sick of peeing. Right?
I think a lot of people feel, I guess, but no, really, you know, but see, that would be handled. If you didn't have to eat and drink, you wouldn't have to.
I wouldn't have to urinate.
Yeah.
I would not have to urinate.
Like, it's all a cycle.
Just, you know, just one giant, like one pellet, you know, just like. And just be done for the day. I don't want to have to stop what I'm doing and have to go find food and keep my kids alive with food. I mean, come on.
One pellet.
One giant pellet.
Here's your food for the day.
Eat your pellet, kids.
I don't like pellets. Pellets are
and then you're sustained for the whole day.
How
it's
much?
Like, it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, God, my kids have turned the radio up so loud. Sorry. Oh,
right. How much easier would life would be if you just had to feed them one pellet? Oh, my gosh.
I'm saying.
Hey, come
meet him. Slow release. Genius. You know, so it just gets released into your body through the whole day. And, I don't know, you sweat it out or something. It would just be, like...
That's pretty solid. That's genius. All right, so
I'm saying,
when it comes to eating, give me a big old "it's stupid."
It's stupid. It's are hilarious this morning. I can't stop laughing.
Well, that's what we're going for. We love you.
Thank you, Carmita.
Oh, we love you.
You have a good day. One, bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's super sweet.
The wrinkles, though.
Kiki,
dumb.
I know wrinkles are. Ugh.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Kiki. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So what's stupid? Definitely not Fridays.
I'm off today, so I'm really happy about Fridays, but I just listening to you guys, I think modern slang is stupid, and I'm about 10 years behind. By the time I finally catch up, it's already changed.
For shizzle.
Yeah,
I'm
that's pretty whack,
now.
Huh? That's whack.
Fire.
Oh, you're just now starting to say fire?
I've been saying rad a lot. Is rad hip right now?
Did it come back?
Is rad hip?
I feel like the classics, rad.
Rad.
I love that.
Yeah, I like rad. I don't think rad ever went away.
Dope, chill.
Yeah, and the new ones also, they're dumb. They are dumb because it's like skibbity toilet.
Skibbity
like,
toilet.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't... That sounds so
skibbity
bad.
Skibbity toilet, stupid.
Like Riz.
The
like,
blank look you guys gave when she
internet
said, hey, chat.
To understand. You have to be really, really deep on Reddit and on the internet like at all times.
Truth.
And I'm just not like
which
that,
is what so. The
truth.
Kiddos are, yeah.
Yeah. Truth.
Well, that's
so
true.
Dumb.
You need to have a deep interest in that. Also, what I think is stupid is calling yourself stupid. So I say actually I'm just silly. I'm having
a
silly
day. Yes,
I'm silly.
That's what I say. That's what I taught Zoe because I don't like the word stupid either, especially with the kids'
if you're talking
vocabulary.
If you're talking about someone being stupid, I think no. Calling things stupid, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Give
awesome.
Me give me a big it's stupid.
It's stupid.
That was
a tiny
one.
That
was a tiny one.
I liked it. No, she meant it, though.
Go live your life. Thank you for calling. We appreciate
you.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right, we'll do four more. That's Julie, funny. Megan, Cheryl, Sierra. Are Julie and Sierra traffic ones, Josh?
No.
Okay, there's nothing on the screen.
Oh, no, yeah.
Julie.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, it is Julie.
Hi.
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 Hi. What is stupid?
When people pronounce it Westminster.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't get us started.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Westminster.
Oh, it's so annoying.
That extra syllable
they
just
don't say,
irks you.
They don't say Westminster Abbey.
No, they
truth.
Don't.
They don't.
That's not rad.
That's not rad.
It's totally.
It's,
totally.
It's stupid. It's stupid. All right, you'll say it out loud. Say it loud and proud. That's stupid.
It's so stupid.
So stupid, Julie from Westminster.
I love it with your chest. Yeah.
Julie, you have a great Easter. Have a great weekend.
You too, life.
Bye.
Sierra.
Hello.
Hey, Queen. All right, so what's stupid?
Eyelashes for cars.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I saw a Volkswagen Bug with one the other day, and I was wishing that I was strong enough to roll it over on its roof.
That's all they're ever
most of them
on,
are
right?
Volkswagen Beetles.
They're always on the Volkswagen
car you put
Beetles.
Them on, they're all stupid.
They're all stupid.
That's so funny.
Who does that? Like, who sees that product online and they're like, man, this is going to crack some people up. I'm going to put eyelashes on my car. Who is that person?
The people that have the princess license plate.
Yep.
Zoe has both of those.
And the same person who puts the reindeer antlers and the red nose on the front during Christmas.
Yep, she does that too.
Stupid.
Yep.
Scream it, Sierra.
I
tell
us. I
want
to know who made millions on these eyelashes. Like, who thought that idea was so cool?
Because well, you know they are making millions,
they
though,
are.
Sierra. That's the thing.
They are.
There's so many people with those eyelashes on their car.
Give me a big old it's stupid, Sierra.
It's stupid.
There it is.
That's good.
Blink at you later, Sierra. Bye.
Bye.
Wink,
bye.
Wink, bye.
Wink, wink. All right, Cheryl and Megan, you get the final word. Cheryl.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. What's stupid?
It's stupid that you have to show your ID to buy non-alcoholic beer or wine at the grocery store.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't got to show my ID for water.
Yeah, why do you have to show your ID?
Isn't there still a teeny tiny bit of alcohol in there?
There is 0.5% alcohol in orange juice, man, and they don't make you show your ID for that.
I get wasted off the orange juice all the time.
I'm an Instacart shopper, and it's like I go to buy this, and you don't think about it, and they're like, you have to have your ID for this. So I got to run back out to the car, get my ID, buy non-alcoholic beer or wine for somebody else.
You're going to need a beer by the time you're done with that.
I know, a real one, too.
Oh, Cheryl.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, give me a big old It's Stupid.
It's so stupid.
Dumb. All right, Instacart, Cheryl, you have a great weekend.
Bye. Happy Easter, Cheryl. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, Megan, you get the final word on this. The final word.
This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but seltzer water.
Wait. Seltzer water, like plain seltzer bubbly water?
No, any kind of seltzer water. Like, it tastes like static.
Yeah.
I don't even want to call it a hint of fruit.
No,
like,
it tastes
not even
disgusting.
That much.
Megan, it tastes like it walked past
like
the strawberry field.
Don't.
What'd you say?
Exactly. I said tastes like something or don't.
Yeah.
Right. It's a very weak flavor, and it tastes like metal, you know?
It's the worst.
It tastes like something or don't.
I don't know why it's so popular.
I don't either. I don't get it. It's gross.
That's funny.
You are preaching it, girl.
You're fired up about water today, Megan.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
Doesn't even taste like strawberry. All right, give me a big old It's Stupid.
It's stupid.
It is stupid.
I could tell you meant that, too.
Megan, have a great weekend. Stay hydrated, all right?
Well,
all right, see
bye,
you later.
Megan. Oh, those were so good.
We got to cut them off, actually. They're Holy still cow. Coming yes. in. Pregnancy pants.
Oh, I hate
list.
Those.
Parents that get out of the car in the drop-off lane. The continuous flow on Santa Fe. That's a traffic one. Charging 10 cents per bag. And everybody writing in about the fake pockets called mockets. Mockets are stupid.
Mockets are stupid.
The worst.
Daylight savings, roundabouts, and more traffic stuff. People who attempt to hike 14ers in flip-flops. Yes, yes,
what?
Yes. You guys, thank you so much for all the messages and calls today. It's just one of those silly little Friday topics that we did.